back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Beam me up, Scotty. No, I actually have some sound effects of the transporter, but we won't use them because they're probably copyrighted. Harry Drew and Ruben Yarte with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, focusing very heavily on a series of UFO-related events in Kingman, Arizona.
Let's find out from Ruben what you're going to be presenting at UFOCon this coming weekend in San Francisco down at the Santa Clara Marriott. Ruben, what are you going to be talking about?
I'm actually the first speaker that kicked off the event, the entire conference. So they gave me the honor of doing that. But it's only for a 30-minute presentation. I'll be sharing the podium with my former assistant state director, Lester Velez, who will be talking about OPUS, which is the Organization for Paranormal Understanding and Support, an organization to assist abductees or people who have had paranormal experiences. We have I sit on their board, and we have a referral network where we have psychiatrists or hypnotherapists, people who can work with these people. Now, my presentation, it's a little bit of everything that why I got involved in this whole phenomena. I'm going to be talking about the research that both my co-author, Millie, and I have done in the Southwest on the three crash retrieval cases. While we'll be talking a bit about the aliens in the forest, that was the last time you had us on, about the gentleman at the bow and arrow hunter.
Which generated an incredible amount of activity on that particular show thread at forum.theparacast.com. It was one of the most popular threads for months, Ruben. I know you tuned in and chimed in once or twice, but a fascinating case. So what other things are you going to be covering?
From there, I'll be talking about as well as MUFON in general. But I have some statistics I wanted to share with you. Actually, you're the first radio show I'm going to share this, because I think what people need to know is what's happening in our skies. And because I am the Northern California State Director, and I'm also involved as the Deputy Director of Investigations, so I report directly to our Director of Investigations, who I oversee the international scene. I work closely with other countries. But in terms of categories and statistics, we have a database that Gene and Chris that we started in year 2000, and up to now we've had over 38,000 cases that have been reported to us, sightings, just a variety of from objects. We have 23 categories or shapes of objects that people report, ranging from star-like, circles, sphere, triangles, discs, fireballs, cigar, egg-shaped boomerang, and that. One thing that Harry was talking about is the whole thing about objects that are landing, hovering. Let me find it right here. Landings, hoverings, and takeoffs. And I want to give you, I have a breakdown of those statistics here. Back in, I'll only focus on 4 years. From year 2000, we had, in the year 2009, we had over 337 reports of landings, hoverings, and takeoffs. The following year, we had 279, so it dropped down. It dropped down slightly to 258 in the year 2011. Right now, although it's 2012, I only have 8 months of reports. We have 137, but so. Here we have 337 in 2009 of reports of landings, hoverings, and takeoffs, and then it dwindles down to 137. The reason why I bring that up is that I'm really more fascinated with the reported entities, the reports on entities that might be tied in with the actual landings or possibly with abductions. Let me give you a snapshot of what happened here. We had over 391 reports of entities back in 2009. It dropped down to 141 in 2010, and it really dropped down to 69. So from 391 reports to 69. Now it's gone up to 149 reports in 2012. I know people get bored with statistics, but when you're able to analyze what the heck is happening in our skies by shapes of objects, I could tell you, I have the same breakdown for flying saucers, oval shapes, boomerangs. But guess what's the biggest, most reported, statistic-wise? What object is being reported out there, Chris?
Either an orb or a triangle.
Actually, I have the breakdown of triangles. And I'll give you that first. And then, for triangles, because I have it broken down in three categories. I have it broken down by triangles, and then, of course, there's the chevron, or the V-shaped objects, and then there's the boomerangs. But for triangles, and this, we're talking about the Belgium-type triangles there.
Man, combine them all together. Boomerang, triangle, at night, it's really hard to determine shape. So we're talking about arrays of light, basically, which to me is not very accurate. But just kind of lump them all together for us.
Well, if I was to add that up, we're looking just in 2009, I'm looking at about over close to 1,000 cases of triangles, boomerangs, and shape objects. But and then when it comes to spheres, and these are the orbs, then I'm looking at, this is a big one. I'm going to give you
number on the triangles. I missed that.
Pardon me?
The numbers on the triangle or chevron or boomerang shapes. What was the composite number?
Oh, I'm giving just an estimate because I have to total them up. But it's close to 1,000 reports from 2012 so far.
Okay, how about spheres or orbs?
Spheres are the biggest one. And so far, in eight months of data, I'm talking from January to September, where I have over 1,655 reports. I still have 4 months of data to wait for. That's going to be the biggest category.
Yeah.
I assumed as much. Why? I mean, it's an interesting. We need to take a good look at.
It's pretty easy to figure out why. We're dealing with plasma effects that tend to shield the shape of an object behind it, oftentimes appearing to be an orb or oval-shaped light, glowing light that it tends to morph a little bit, and you can't really make out outlines. So.
Some people have been, where we've had witnesses describe the geodesic patterns of lights inside within the orb. So, and that's how, if they get there close enough to give a description of it.
Right.
But the other thing is that, in your earlier conversation about airlines and that, so many of these orbs do follow or have a tendency of following passenger planes. And we have had reports from airline pilots via from our NARCAP, which is the National Aviation Reporting Center for Anomalous Phenomena. The question is, the big concern is the technology that these things have can interfere with the flight systems of these aircraft to the point that it could be a safety issue. That's been the biggest concern. You're dealing with a technology that's beyond what we have, and if, obviously it can affect our flight systems or aircraft, or even be able to knock out our electrical grid system, perhaps, or even stopping cars. I mean, we've had so many cases in the past.
Right. We don't know that we haven't established a direct connection yet scientifically, but to err on the side of safety and better judgment, obviously, this would be a safety concern to the FAA and to other government officials, obviously.
Obviously, we have to break right now. We have Ruben Duarte, Harry Drew with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah. hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. We have Harry Drew and Ruben Yarte. When we broke, Chris was talking with Ruben about different reports and different theories. Let's continue with that.
So, Ruben, so we have, what, 1,000, let's say, roughly triangle, chevron, boomerang-shaped objects versus 1,600 spheres.
Yeah.
So spheres is number one, triangles would be number two. What would be number three?
Flying saucers. there's a big one.
So conventional structured flying disc type, you know, convex disc type reports.
There's another category called oval shape, which I would think I would combine that with a flying saucer.
It could be a sphere, too, looked on, you know, from an oblique angle or something. It's rough. Yeah, you have to break it down into daylight and nighttime, obviously, to get a real accurate sampling of what you're looking at here. You're going to be addressing this, you know, kind of rudimentary pattern recognition, you know, looking at patterns of these sighting reports. And you're going to be talking about some of your work with NOAA, obviously. Who else are you looking forward to, you know, sitting in on their lecture besides our present company here, Harry and myself? I'd be honored if you watch me. Who else besides Richard Doland and Michael Schratt, myself and Harry, are you interested in watching at the conference?
You know, you said it right there. I mean, there are some other interesting speakers, but I'm hoping you know how it is when you're in a conference. You do a lot of networking, and I'll be doing a lot of the work, but I really would like to listen to Richard and Harry yourself. Possibly Daryl. I know Daryl. Alfred Weber, I haven't met him, but he'll be talking on exopolitics. So it's kind of interesting that this conference we have what I call more nuts and bolts researchers, and then you have the other that go into the esoteric or into their own theories that are way out there. So
they've cast a broad net with speakers this year for their inaugural year. Victoria Jax is probably scratching her head going, I wonder which the speakers is going to stick.
Yeah, I mean, people like entertainment, so there'll be some very popular speakers that focus on conspiracy more related. And actually, I like listening to her, Laura Eisenhower.
I can't wait to see Andrew Bisaggio. I mean, the guy's got credentials coming out the wazoo. His story is beyond believable.
And I'll tell you what, we've invited him to come on the Paracast. What's the status of that, Chris?
You know, I never followed up on that. He emailed me about a month or so ago and said, hey, I'm ready. Thanks for reminding me.
You know, you'll probably get a chance to talk to him there. On Friday, we're having to meet the speakers. So hopefully we'll get
right. Well, it's speakers meeting speakers, too. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, I want to go back to the Harry's presentation here, because, you know, the 50s was really a very interesting decade where you had the, back in 52, 53, the Pentagon ordering the Air Force and Navy to shoot down UFOs at that time. And then you had all these other incidents. And then, of course, Hollywood was also coming out with some very interesting movies, some great classics. And my favorite dealt with is The Thing. Remember that one? The 1951.
The Thing from Another World.
Yeah, I that's my favorite. That's my favorite. But it deals with, you know, it's 3 years after Roswell, and it deals with the whole thing of disclosure and cover-up and, you know, and a crash retrieval out of the on the ice there in the Arctic. It's very, very convenient. And, I mean, it fits in with what's going on today. Of course, you also had, you know, we're talking about what is it that could have, why we have these, so many flying saucers or so many discs crashing and coming up with the various theories. And I was thinking of that movie in 1954, Earth versus the Flying Saucers, where the scientists trying to figure out a way to knock out these flying saucers.
They were using some kind of high-frequency sound to bring it down. And that was the film, by the way, very interesting thing about Earth versus the Flying Saucers. A little bit of history here.
Cool.
What happened here is the studio that produced that movie, and the special effects were by the great Ray Harryhausen, who did a lot of stop-motion animation. They bought one of Major Kehoe's books, and they used it as a raw outline for a very traditional Aliens on the Loose kind of science fiction film. But it's interesting that Kehoe obviously was very, very upset with the finished product for reasons that were obvious when you see it. As it goes, of the films of the era of 1950s, Earth versus the Flying Saucers was one of the better ones. But you have to think of Kehoe's reaction, because they bought his book and wove this science fiction movie about it. And that, my friend, is the rest of the story.
Very good.
Thank you.
And of course, there was other great movies too, but you see what so much that was being focused on. It's one of those fascinating decades that I'm always interested in listening about crash retrievals and interviewing witnesses that lived during that time, like our witness in the other Roswell, where he was a fighter pilot, and he was flying his F-86 and came across that object flying over his flight formation. Unfortunately, he was still alive, and we were able to spend hours with him over his testimony.
You know, I have a kind of a rough question here that is interesting, and that is, with these particular episodes, we know with Roswell, we had several official explanations from the Air Force or the U.S. government about it. We had no response with regard to Aztec. Did the government have any official comments to make about any of the episodes of Kingman? This could be either you, Ruben, or you, Harry, to answer.
Nothing from officially they're asking me.
Okay. So there's no response. As far as they're concerned, it never happened.
I can tell you one thing if you give me just a second. Arthur Stansel, who was the specialist who was on Upshot Navajo nuclear bomb test, which, by the way, did not happen on the dates. There were two bomb blasts. It didn't happen on the dates that the craft went down. So that kind of takes away EMP effect stories. But one of the things that he mentioned was he actually thought, because they told everybody on the bus that they were being taken to examine a highly secret experimental Air Force craft. They just kind of took that as the gospel. And 3 weeks later, after he had long since returned back to where he worked, he went to a drive-in theater, and here was the colonel who had them take this oath, raise their right hand, and take the secrecy oath on the bus before they left. And this colonel was involved with Operation Blue Book. And then he said, I realized that wasn't a super secret experimental Air Force plane. It was, in fact, a saucer, a UFO. But they took things literally in 1953 in a way that we don't do now.
This break we have to take literally. We have Harry Drew and Ruben Yorte. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think, ladies and gentlemen, you have to realize when Chris starts talking like that, he is wearing his trickster hat. I can see it now. I can see through the microphone. Because, you know, he's using a microphone that we provided to him. And therefore, I can see through that microphone. There's a tiny webcam there. So I see what he's doing. I know what he's doing. And he's wearing his trickster hat. Right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be on and screwed down tight next weekend at UFOCon in Santa Clara at the Marriott. If you're in the area, I do invite you to attend. I think I'm going to be speaking, what, at 2 or something, 2:30 on Sunday. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to meet you, Harry, and of course, Ruben, catch up, and got a couple of things to bounce off you that I've been working on. But this has been a great show. I think Crash Retrievals, you know, this is one of the more compelling sort of where the rubber meets the road, literally, you know, subject areas of the field. And I really appreciate, again, the amount of work and effort, research, investigation you guys have put in on these cases, really. My hat goes off to you, and I think this has really been an informative show. I think people are getting a really good education. You know, I look forward to having you guys back on.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on the show, and I look forward to seeing as many people as can get over to the Bay Area UFOCon.
I'll tell you what, in the remaining moments, we have two segments, roughly, of the show left. Let's explore further details about Kingman. So now, all this happened in 1953. Were there any other incidents in Kingman after that date? This is 59 years ago. After that date that are significant?
None that I found.
Well, wait a minute. We have that weird event that happened, what, in 2009, just up the road in Needles, where some sort of object went down and apparently
on
helicopters.
Yeah, but that's not Kingman, yeah.
Right, but it's just up the road a piece. I mean, you know, out here in the Southwest, I mean, that's next door.
How many miles are we talking about, Chris?
Yeah, I don't know, about 70, maybe 60.
Okay, so you see, if you're in a larger city, 60 or 70 miles is a big deal. Because with rush hour traffic, it takes you 3 days to get across town.
When I lived in the San Luis Valley, it was 60 miles to the nearest stoplight and about 65 miles to the nearest hospital. So
I know, of course, when you're going to, say, Las Vegas and traveling on Route 93, and you have to wait for, as they say, a parlor room break.
Right.
Is that what Barbara calls it?
Actually, she uses another term, but I can't say it on the radio. No, she's a sweet girl. She doesn't do that. But seriously, okay, so we understand that as the crow flies, it's, what, a 50-minute drive because you don't drive at 50 or 60 miles an hour out there in the country. You drive at more appropriate speeds.
Well, it's in the same neighborhood in terms of geography out here. You know, living in Arizona and having driven 93 many times, did a really cool ghost haunting investigation right in downtown Kingman a couple of years back, which still baffles me. We came up with some really incredible stuff there. I mean, this whole area down here is a hotbed of activity, and I'm not surprised that if you draw a triangle from Prescott to Kingman over to Flagstaff and then down to Prescott, a lot of interesting stuff has gone on here. And, of course, it is the most sacred spot to the Hopi Indians. Of course, the San Francisco Peaks sort of dominate this particular part of the region. And, of course, this is where the Kachinas, the Sky People, come and go, according to the indigenous tradition here. So it's not, I think, by accident that we're seeing a dogged investigation like Harry's doing and Ruben and others kind of exposing certain hotspot areas around the continent that deserve the kind of scrutiny you guys are applying to it. And, you know, again, my hat's off to you and looking forward to meeting you. So other than the recent Needles event, Harry, have you heard of any other events? What about that strange story that Linda Howe came up with at the Crash Retrieval Conference? I think it was the first or second one, about a crash right on the Nevada, Utah border that Ron Reguerre, I think, pretty much refuted. Do you have any information about that particular BLM facility up there on the border? Are you familiar with that case?
What year are you speaking about?
Well, there's no year attached to it. It's just a giant triangular form that's been covered up right on the border. It's a BLM monitoring project, a long-term project monitoring the effectiveness of desert environment for bovine grazing is what it turns out to be. But are you familiar with the plane that's a crash saucer and it was so big they couldn't take it out, so they covered it up?
Well, that's entirely possible. One of the things I can tell you from being a museum director and curator of archaeology and anthropology, one of the things is that if we can't excavate or clear the site, we pave it. Or make it a parking lot or something else.
Yeah.
And it's sitting right
there. Like Jimmy Hoffa,
right?
Like Jimmy Hoffa.
You know.
He's in the visitor's end zone in concrete at Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
So can we assume here that maybe there's a UFO that's buried beneath the concrete as we drive in and around that area? Maybe we are coming in close proximity to one of these things?
Can't say.
I mean, you guys raised the point.
Yeah.
That was kind of a weird...
Well, you were talking about ghosts, and I'm going to add someone who is an expert on ghosts to tours that I do here. And Top Secret Tours will be back here, and I'll lead a group on the 19th of October back out to a site. They've actually been there. And it's the kind of thing where when I show them what I'm going to show them, and then they actually see it, you can hear them gasp for air because it's so startlingly real. Because the clue that I got that led me to the main site was something nobody knew about, including me, until I got it, and it was the road map. It was the key that unlocked that lock to the last thing I needed to know to actually find the place that would lead me right straight to where the site was. And with that, with what I'm going to do other than directly with Top Secret Tours, but through Up Ventures, is I'll do some tours there. And I have a good friend who's an expert on the ghosts and thank you a bump in the night here in Kingman, and he can start off the tour and take people to these places. And so that's an opportunity for anyone that's listening. If you've ever wondered, we've already had a couple of the ghost hunters that were over here looking at stuff without me.
The Brunswick Hotel, and this comes from my own personal experience and being involved in an investigation. There's something weird about that place, and we did get some evidence that is quite compelling. We should probably do a whole show just on the variety of unusual phenomena that have been reported in and around, you know, right in and around Kingman. But right. So you're involved in now promoting tours and helping guide people to sites and that sort of thing?
Well, it's a controlled thing because it needs to be safe. Some of these areas, and I need to stress this, I have done this for a long time, but you should not go or try to go to these places by yourself. You should not go with anything less than a 4x4 four-wheel drive and another person with one in case you're broken down, you're out of cell phone range, you are in extremely remote places, and there are dangerous things that live here. 11 of the 15 state poisonous creatures are here, including the Mojave Green, and it wasn't until a couple of months ago that I saw my first Mojave Green at the BLM office. It wasn't green, and I thought about the butte that I climbed three times to look at the scar from the Red Lake vehicle.
You know what? I listened to this, and maybe I don't want to go on this trip. I have to see. But despite we have Harry Drew.
Come on. We're talking about
do a break,
getting out
Bryce.
Of the field, man. Rolling your sleeves up.
I got to do a break. Hey, I'm late for the break. Harry Drew with Ruben Yarte, with Gene and Chris, and Gene does not wish to leave his palatial estate. Actually, it's a shack in downtown Scottsdale, Arizona. Gene and Chris, you're in.
Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
This is Garage Radio. And the reason we call it Garage Radio is I do it from my garage. No, I do not. I'm just telling stories.
Chris, I set you up on that one, dude.
Oh, you sure did. Harry Drew joins us with Ruben Yarte. Now, this area covering Arizona with Kingman and Sedona, all that, would we, Chris, consider this what is called a window area because it is sensitive to odd events?
Absolutely. The San Francisco peaks are like one of the most crucial ground zero geographic locations in the entire Southwest of the United States. And there are areas like this everywhere. Everywhere you go around the planet, you're going to find places where you have a concentration of a variety and intensity of unusual phenomena that seem to be centered around a location-specific area. And I think Kingman fits right into this, like, really cool little triangle we have here in eastern Arizona. And I think Harry would agree. Ruben would agree. He's been involved in working on a pretty interesting little triangular situation over, you know, what do they call it, the Sierra Triangle, Ruben? It goes from Nevada over into California where Steve Fossett went down.
That's on that other. But when you were talking about the geography, I was thinking of the Big Bend area of West Texas, the Marfa Lights.
Well, that's true. That's where you're going to be having a conference down in Presidio, correct? Why don't you tell us about that? I love the photograph, by the way, of you guys, your faces replacing you and Stanton Friedman and Noe, and your faces are in place of Pancho Villa. And
yeah,
great shot.
That. Oh, God, I know. We're going to – who knows how that's going to come
that.
Out. You know? But
tell us about the conference.
We're having the Border Zone International UFO Conference that's going to be held at Presidio, Texas on October 19th. And 20th. And what it's about, the city of Presidio is actually honoring our book, Mexico Roswell, because in our research, the crash UFO occurred about 30 miles south of Presidio, Texas. Well, the director of Department of Tourism really liked the idea and decided, let's have a UFO festival centered on this whole case, and at the same time invite prominent people, other researchers. We'll have a lot of advances to promote tourism. So this is going to become like another Roswell event, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be really an interesting. At the same time, the reason why we say international, right across the border, the city of Ojinaga, which is the border city to Presidio, our friends, our Mexican investigators, are also going to be putting on the UFO conference. So we're seeing UFO conferences on both sides of the border.
So are we seeing, awesome. Ruben, and you get involved in a lot of conferences and stuff, are we seeing more interest these days in UFOs than previously?
Well, I think so. I mean, and what I think it was happening is that, for example, I mentioned Laredo, Texas. Laredo is organizing a UFO festival, and that's being put on by their Heritage Society. So, and here you have the Chamber of Commerce from Presidio doing this. So I think, you know, over the years, you know, with over the various programs that have been on about the phenomenon, and now you're seeing mainstream groups taking over, and I'm just jazzed about it. I mean, it's not a UFO court organizer or promoter. These are people that are from mainstream groups that say, hey, you know, something unusual happened here in our area. Let's focus on that. And, you know, perhaps it'll bring tourism, but it'll also bring attention to the phenomena.
But you wonder also in a case like that, whether the real concern is to learn more about the phenomenon or to bring in the tourists and the filling up the hotels and the concession stands.
It's a little bit of both. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're interested in.
Well, Gene, there's a trade-off.
Yeah, it's a trade-off.
It's like, sure.
Yeah,
everybody wants to be Roswell. Aztec, you know, kind of made their stab at it. I think it's a good thing because people get jazzed, they get intrigued, and then if they're motivated, they actually do their research, find out the facts, and then, you know, draw informed conclusions.
Well, certainly if other areas other than Roswell that have compelling case histories are given attention, I think we'd all be grateful because I feel that we're so overwhelmed with Roswell as still the benchmark case, and it shouldn't be. So exploring other cases, exploring the Mexican Roswell or exploring the cases at Kingman, this would divert our attention from Roswell, and that's wonderful.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I agree. I don't know about...
maybe we should have a Kingman UFO conference. That would be interesting because Kingman has so many things. You know, it's interesting. On the way to Las Vegas, this most interesting, most recent trip, we stopped at one of these mini-marts to get some coffee and all that stuff. And I saw this little area where they had these Area 51 postcards. So they've got the UFO legend down pat over there. Of course, I then showed him the license plate on my car, which Chris knows what that says.
Oh no, you're one of them.
what does your license plate say?
Mr. MIB, I think, right?
It's the MIB, and it comes from the lines of the Will Smith song, "We Are the MIB, the Galaxy Protectors." The MIB.
my license plate says "ET Amigo."
Si, senor. See? We're starting a trend here. You know, the motor vehicle bureaus in Arizona, New Mexico, and Nevada should be pushing this UFO connection.
I'm sure they will.
We have to see how that goes. Just a quick look at the future before we let you go, Harry. For Kingman, what can we do today to try to validate more of the details of this case? We're talking about something that happened 59 years ago, and obviously a lot of the key people are no longer here. What can we do today to go over the loose ends and see what's going on?
Put to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you're missing Kingman.
Well, get to Arizona. You know, I can't wait to talk to Ruben about the triangle or boomerang shape craft. I don't know the difference as far as configuration exactly, because they both seem like about the same thing. But they're here, and we still have the same flyway And UFOs are seen here, one or two, sometimes six or eight, and not like I described from 1953, but they're happening, and it's almost once a week, sometimes just several times a month.
Okay, and this is seeing UFOs. Obviously, we're not seeing more crashes.
Yeah, and they're flying. When you talk about Las Vegas, across the desert floor, if you look, you can almost snap a line right straight south by southeast. Goes right through Red Lake, the Hualapai Valley, and right on out heading south. And that's just, they fly right through that. And people see them all the time. People driving down modern-day Highway 93, coming from Las Vegas or going to Las Vegas, you're apt to see one. If you turn on 68, headed towards Laughlin, Nevada, going across Golden Valley, you're liable to see one fly through there. And they're low. And from what I've seen, in my vernacular, I would call them machines.
Okay, well, Harry Drew, tell our listeners very quickly where they can find more information on the things you do.
You can find more information at my website at www.KingmanUFOCrashes.com.
Thank you. Ruben, where can we find more of your stuff?
Oh, it's www.roswellbooks.com.
And Chris O'Brien, how about you?
Hey, I'm right here at the Paracast. We urge everybody to participate at forum.theparacast.com. My website is Our Strange Planet.
And by the way, you can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. And also, you can check out our site at theparacast.com. To Harry Drew, Ruben Uriarte, thank you both for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us. Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.